This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome to an hour two here on a Monday. It is the 12th of February, 2018. Abraham Lincoln's birthday. For those of you keeping score at home, now you know Abraham Lincoln's birthday is today. I want to start this hour with a bit of an observation, I guess. I have noticed as of late, over the last few months, I've noticed more and more of these emotional support animals showing up more and more places with more and more people. And it seems to me that an emotional support animal can, well, it can pretty much be approved by anybody, anytime. And I wonder if it's really, so you have these animals going everywhere because that's what's allowed now. The doctor gets you a note, you have an emotional support animal. But it was a tough time for Balin Aldecosia, 21 years of age she is, had an emotional support hamster. I can't make this up. She had an emotional support hamster, and she was flying Spirit Airlines. And things went tragically wrong. Tragically wrong. She's a college student, and she has her pet dwarf hamster Pebbles with her at the airport. And she said she had called ahead to make sure it was okay to take Pebbles, her emotional rodent, with her. But when she got to the airport, they said, no, no rats on the airline. But it's a dwarf hamster. Sorry, ma'am. It's a rodent. No rodents allowed. So she checked several times Spirit Airlines in advance and then said, one of the representatives said, well, maybe you should just flush the hamster. Distraught and overwhelmed, she stumbled to a restroom at the airport. She was scared. I was scared, she told the papers. It was horrifying to try to put her in the toilet, but she did it. Pebbles got flushed. The emotional support animal flushed down the toilet, creating much more grief. Probably have to have a whole pile of emotional support hamsters after that. But they don't allow reptiles, rodents, ferrets, or spiders on as emotional support animals. Spirit Airline doesn't allow these animals on their flight, so bon voyage, Pebbles. Have a nice swim. The point that I'm making is I think it's a bunch of hoo-ha, by the way. I think a whole host of people are getting just that way they can take their dog with them. There might be a family member or two that comes to mind when I say that take their dog everywhere, emotional support. Yeah, sure it is. All right, let's go to North Korea, shall we? The shining city on a hill, the place for hope. I mean, you'd think that by reading the Washington Post or Yahoo or watching CNN that North Korea is some sort of normal, just misunderstood country. The Olympic coverage by the American press is normalizing a brutal nation that starves its citizens so that its dictator and its elites can live in opulent luxury. The majority of the coverage coming for dictator Kim Jong-un's sister. It's been like a slobbering bunch of school kids talking about some super celebrity or hot model. It clearly misses the mark, however, that in North Korea, anyone who disagrees with the man in charge is executed, including his brother and her brother and their uncle. And it's just been an embarrassing display of the United States media trying desperately to normalize North Korea. It began last month. And if you didn't see it, it is breathtaking at how utterly ridiculous it is. But NBC's Lester Holt went to North Korea and gushed about a ski resort built at a cost of $35 million and calling it a source of immense pride for a country trying to present a new and modern face to the world. The problem is it was all BS. And that ski resort is almost always completely 100% empty. You see, inside the Hermit Kingdom, starvation is routine, and many of the 35 million souls are little more than shells, according to defectors who have made daring escapes, including the one that made it to the State of the Union address just 2 weeks ago. But the propaganda machine to North Korea had a lot of wind at their backs this week and still do, as CNN and The Washington Post and Yahoo gush over Kim Yo-jong, who has been making her rounds at the Winter Olympics in South Korea. Now, here's her job title. Think about this. She is officially listed as the Vice President of the Workers' Party of Korea Propaganda and Agitation Department. Propaganda and Agitation Department. The good news for this, Kim, is the headlines are doing all the work for her. It seems that NBC News and the Washington Post and Yahoo and others, they want to be the propaganda machine. I guess CNN and WAPO forgot about Otto Warmbier. Do you remember Otto Warmbier? Because I do, the young American college kid arrested and tortured in North Korea before being sent home on life support systems in a persistent vegetative state last year. You remember? He died a few days later as a direct result of the sadistic abuse at the hands of the communist thugs of North Korea. You may remember, but CNN and Yahoo and the rest have obviously forgotten about Otto Warmbier. And this is the same left, by the way, that proselytizes and gives you such daily reminders like, democracy dies in darkness. Well, that's clearly fallen into a deep, dark hole of its own, mesmerized by the false offering from the North of what they would have you believe is a normal country. It is not. North Korea and its $35 million ski resort that is unoccupied and unused spend much of their treasure pursuing nuclear weapons to kill you and I and your children and your emotional support pet animal. That's what they're there to do. And yet NBC, CNN, The Washington Post, and all these others seem to have forgotten. Only a few weeks ago, you might remember 38 minutes of terror in Hawaii, because accidentally a warning went out about an incoming ballistic missile. They believed it to be true, on its way from North Korea to kill all of them. And we're fawning over Kim Jong-un's sister? Please, get a grip, people. It's a sadistic dictatorship that murders its own people, starves the rest, indoctrinates them to believe that Kim Jong-un is a god. Let's get a grasp of reality, shall we, before we continue to steam up our glasses over this sister of a ruthless, murderous dictator. 14 after on The Steve Gruber Show.